For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team, after a bye week, heads to Fair State, joined by Carter Ranclev. Transfer out of Moorhead, went to Niagara. First 4 years of your career, you wanted to play close to home. Injury happens. Plans have to change. How'd you make the best out of your time at Niagara?
Yeah, I think, you know, them going out of their way to give me an opportunity to live out my childhood dream was obviously such a big part for me. And, you know, making the most out of every situation is obviously ideal. And, you know, Niagara wasn't necessarily plan one or plan A, but, you know, there always is a plan B and plan C. And, you know, like I've said before, the roads of where your path goes in sports in general can be up and down. So, you know, yeah, I just tried to make the best that I could there. And, you know, obviously just building trust day in and day out there and getting more opportunities was my biggest focus. And, you know, at the end of the day, it landed me here. So
if I'm remembering right, at the spaghetti dinner, you said your family saw you three times in Niagara. They maybe have already seen you three times already this year. How important is that for a player?
Yeah, I think it's everything. You know, for me specifically, family is number one. So to have them be able to come and support me and see me play, especially in my last year of college hockey, is, you know, it's huge. It's a big morale boost. It's, you know, kind of gets my confidence going, gets me, you know, playing out in Niagara. I obviously, you know, at the end of the day, you feel like you're playing for something in every game. But when your family's there, you feel like you kind of have that little extra go. So, you know, having them come and support me and watch me play, especially so close to home, it's amazing.
Every conference is going to have rivalries. What have you learned about the CCHA's rivalries?
I think there's a lot of them. I think every team, you know, being a new guy, it's tough because I haven't played against these teams yet. It's just kind of, you know, word of mouth kind of a thing and you know, listening to the coaches and understanding the culture here. And I'm still trying to get acclimated within that system and, you know, understanding the rivalries and, you know, what games are tough and what games aren't. And you know, at this point, it seems like every game's tough and every team is a rival. So that's just kind of my mentality is going after every team like it, you know, it could be my last, so.
Playing for points is no different in the CCHA as opposed to Atlantic Hockey, correct?
Correct.
You know that they're hard to get. This team won a championship last year. You're the hunted. You, as a guy coming into this, are you ready for that?
Absolutely. You know, I feel like I've battled adversity my whole life personally, so I'm ready to take on any challenge, whether that be, you know, physically on the ice, mentally off the ice, you know, kind of whatever that is. So I'm embracing every moment, every opportunity that I get, and I know that, you know, all the boys in the locker room are ready to go after, you know, every team in the CCHA right now.
You're paired up with Riley Funk, and common sense says the big guy should be the one standing in front of the net. He comes away from the net and pulls everybody away, and you all of a sudden get a bunch of open ice around the net. Talk about that dynamic and how the two of you have pretty quickly gelled pretty well.
Yeah. You know, obviously I can't start this conversation without bringing Jupes into the conversation too, because, you know, there's three guys on a line and I think that all three of us understand and we're starting to gel and understand how everyone plays or each other plays. You know, just trying to create as much offense, stay out of the defensive zone as much as we can. And, you know, I think we're just kind of, you know, winging it right now. We're going after it. And, you know, it's been great playing with those two. We communicate really well. And, you know, like I said, we're just understanding how each other's playing right now.
Best of luck.
Thank you.